Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast. Hey everybody and welcome back. We are at the Branded Retreat. We've had an amazing time so far. I've got someone really, really special with me right now, which is Nikki Greer. You know, she has started working with us around 18 months ago and has made an impact on so many people. She's not only made an impact on so many people working with us, but she's really been impactful with the team. She's worked very closely. She's always there to help. You know, she's done some amazing things in her career. And she's been awarded today, despite many people wanting this award and being keen to get this award. She's been awarded with the Excellence Award, which she really deserves because she, in everything she does it with excellence. And really proud to have you here, Nikki. How have you enjoyed it so far? How are you feeling about the award you've been given, about the press you've been receiving? How are you feeling right now?
Absolutely incredible. Incredible. I was speechless when I got the award because it means such a lot. It's so lovely to be recognised, so thank you. And also getting those press releases, those coming through now and seeing them drop through, that's just such an amazing
It's been
feeling.
Mental that in the room you're seeing all these people getting results, right?
I really feel that this is the beginning of something absolutely fantastic. So even though there's been a journey so far, this is a completely new journey now, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Well, look, you know, well done and congratulations, first of all, on your award. And where you're at now, you've obviously got a lot of experience in terms of business. You've been around the personal development world for many, many, many years. You've had lots of successes in terms of that. You know, your lease options business has been super successful. You've trained and helped a lot of people. You've launched events. You're making money from those events. You know, you're helping people from those events. So we've got loads of success. But I'm sure that there's been some struggles along the way, Nikki. In fact, I know there has from knowing you really well. What's it been like, you know, building this business? There's a lot of people that watch these videos that we're doing right now that have had ups and downs and maybe are going through ups and downs. So what are some of the struggles been for you? And what would you say to business owners watching about getting through those struggles?
I had quite a big one for me was an imposter syndrome, because when I took over the 72 property lease options, I did it in my name, but I did it with family money. So I knew that I had to be able to step up into that and make sure that that happened. And I suffered with that imposter syndrome for a while, and I needed to be able to just get myself out of the way. And it was only through doing the coaching, doing the mentoring, investing in myself, that I actually got that confidence and competence that got rid of that for me.
Yeah, and I've personally seen you grow loads, you know, and you're a very capable woman anyway before we started working with you, but you just keep growing, which is awesome to see. And what are some of those skills that business owners need to hone in on? You know, you're in a place where now you've got this property business, you've been very successful in it, you're speaking, you're coaching, you're helping others in property and doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. You've obviously had to build some skills along the way. What are some of those key skills that you feel have really helped you?
Being a trainer, I think the speaking skills was paramount for me to be able to get to a point where I felt competent again and confident to be able to deliver those to my students. And also having the business skills as well, because having both of those together at the same time, to be able to sell a product, any kind of product, you need to be able to have speaking skills. You need to be able to have business skills. If you're the person who's the decision maker in your business, then you have to be able to invest in yourself. And it took me to invest in myself and then be able to get those results. And that's what really made the changes for me.
Yeah. So you made that investment. We first met. You came onto our Expert Speaker Academy. Then you attended all our Gold Circle events. And, you know, like you said, I saw you grow in both those areas. I remember very vividly the speaking skills and you actually not wanting to do that.
Yeah.
And having a fear around that. But you broke through that fear.
Yeah.
And then when you broke through that fear, it's like you just reached a new level. And then there was no stopping you, really. And then you built the business skills, which helps you build the products. Now you've got no fear about speaking. Now you've got no fear about your products. Now you're out there in the market and you're doing great things.
Yes.
So you should be really proud of that. What are some of the good results and things that have happened for you that you think, wow, you know, I've got new results?
Yeah.
Sorry, someone's trying to... That's all right. Don't worry. They're not coming in. They're gone. Yeah, it's fine. So you got new results. You know, what are some of the things that have been happening to you and what are some of the results that you had that you're really proud of?
We're really proud of being able to put the whole training event online on a Zoom, as well as being able to deliver it live in person as well. We've had three now training events, two with Zooms and one in person. And it's a different vibe on both of those. Mm. And the people that we've had attend have been absolutely amazed at how much content that they've learned from us. And what I surprised myself with was actually when it comes out of you and all those 12, 14
yeah.
years.
Yeah, it's experience, right?
It's the experience and the knowledge that comes out in the training. And I was so delighted at the success of the students, of them coming through that, and then obviously them going on now to be able to go and continue to do property lease options. We do it in person in the training. I get them online finding those deals. So then they go out and they go and create those deals.
Mm.
So seeing the wins for them as well. It's been amazing. And we've got students that are all over the country from Newcastle right the way down to South East Coast.
Which is amazing, right? Especially, I know it's amazing because I remember where you were at and how much you've thrived and how much you've grown.
Yeah.
You know, at this particular event you've been at, you've obviously been a big influence on the room. You've been seeing great results. You looked a bit shocked when we saw it, where we showed you your media publishing and you're being featured in the media. I saw the shock on your face, right? You know, why were you so shocked? You know, what was...
I was shocked because seeing yourself, knowing that you've got that knowledge inside of you and then seeing it there publicised and the lovely write-ups, you know, are amazing. And it's just fantastic to be able to have that feeling. Again, for me, someone asked me earlier, how did I feel? And I said, I felt like I'd just done a firewalk.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just phenomenal.
Because I know you obviously worked with Tony Robbins for a long time as well. And, you know, that's a big compliment, right?
I really felt
it gave
like
you that same
just
impact.
Done a firewalk, you know? Yeah.
So you just felt on top of the world, right?
Absolutely on top of the world. Totally euphoric. Yeah. And I still feel that now, Adam.
Yeah.
I still feel it right now sitting here talking to you because it's a whole new paradigm shift.
Yeah. It shows you that you can have it all, right?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's just the best feeling.
Well, I'm glad that you feel like that and, you know, glad that you're here and really pleased that you've enjoyed it so much so far. And obviously we've got more to go, of course. But look, your business, how the things that you might have been afraid of, there's people watching right now and people listening right now that might still have some fears.
Mm.
They might still have some beliefs that are keeping them stuck.
Mm.
What do you say to those people? What do people need to overcome in terms of fear and what beliefs do they need to build?
From the people that I've spoken to and looking at my own journey as well, I think that you could be the chokehold in your own business.
Yeah.
And so trusting yourself, investing in yourself, because nothing actually really changed for me for all those years, as you know.
Mm.
Okay, I've gone like 12 years doing very little about it, apart from being in the background, you know? And then when you realise that you are the chokehold on your business and you start investing in yourself, you then get the results because you can't do it without team and teamwork. And the people that have been and done it before, the people that are happy to teach you, mentor you, coach you and hold your hand through it. And one of the biggest things for me was joining big business, joining everything that we're doing is really that there's a team and teamwork. There is a whole dynamic of people here. And that for me has been priceless. It is continues to be priceless.
The team are incredible. Is there anyone in the team that you feel's made a big impact on you you'd like to mention?
Well, you're a genius to start with. I think the biggest impact for me has been Ross.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of people said that, right?
Ross has got a very open and transparent way of delivering. Mm. And he is just so... He's so open that you can't help but love him, you know, for it, because he gives you all of it, everything, warts and all. And so you learn so much from that, because I really feel that I've got like a black belt in success and a black belt in failure as well, you know. So, you know, when people are really raw and honest about, you know, it's not all fabulous and wonderful every single minute of every day, then, you know, listening to Ross has been amazing. I also would love to say something about Jordan. She's a silent angel, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very, very good. She's amazing. And, big shout out to both of those. Look, I remember meeting you at the Inside in Manchester a few years ago now. And you had to be fair, you stood out in that room, you and Nick. Massively stood out in that room, your enthusiasm, your passion, but the skills you built, how far you come is really impressive. You know, people listening may want to understand how to make money in property. Yeah. And you guys have obviously done a brilliant job of that. And I really, you know, there's a lot of people out there in this marketplace, but I really know that in terms of two lovely people that really care about people and want to see them get great results, that you guys, guys and girls, the both of you, are a great team. Where would people get in touch with you, Nikki, if they wanted to understand how to do lease option property and look at property?
LinkedIn is probably the easiest way to find me.
Okay, so how do they look you up on LinkedIn?
Look under Nikki Greer, N-I-C-K-Y. G-R-E-E-R, Nikki Greer.
Go and look Nikki up. She's a great person to follow, great person to connect with. She can do some amazing things in property. She's a real inspiration and she's achieving some excellent things, hence your award. And we're really proud of you and love having you and Nick on the team and working with you. And I'm really just fundamentally excited about your future because I know how far you're both going to go. The sky's the limit. You know, and we're working towards
phenomenal.
That. So well done, Nikki. You've been a superstar.
Thank you, Adam.
Pleasure. Hey, everybody. Adam here. And I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favour. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favourite episode is, perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.